SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Beneath the cracked clay, a seed unfurls. Leaf, bloom, life, promise. Crossing time and space. Experience Flora, a powerful story of resilience and renewal. Presented by the Australian Ballet and Bangarra Dance Theatre. This bold new dance collaboration traces the evolution of Australian flora. Journey through our living history in this unique dance experience. Visit australianballet.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
Efforts by Donald Trump to assemble a global coalition to help control the Hormuz Strait and escort oil tankers through the waterway have so far met with a cool response from world leaders. Mr. Trump has told reporters at the White House that his country has protected the vital waterway for decades and that he feels other countries should be doing more.
You could say we did it out of habit, which is not a good thing to do, but we did it because we have some good allies there. We have some great Middle Eastern countries there, Israel there. So we did it for a lot of reasons. But it always amazed me that we did it. We never asked for reimbursement. And it was really there to serve other countries, not us.
Iran has blockaded the waterway through which a fifth of the world's crude oil travels in retaliation for the war launched by the United States and Israel on February 28th. Global oil prices have surged 40 to 50% as a result of Iran's attacks on shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. President Trump said he thought Britain and France would get involved in efforts to secure the waterway, but European powers have pushed back on a possible joint mission. EU Foreign Policy Chief Kaya Kallas said foreign ministers met in Brussels to discuss Donald Trump's demands. She says the EU might consider adapting an existing mission which had been launched in response to action by the Houthis in the Red Sea.
The point is that whether the member states are willing to actually use this mission. If we want to have security in this region, then it would be easiest to actually already use the operation that we have in the region and maybe a change a bit. There is also talk of coalition of the willing in this regard.
But she said there was no appetite for changing the mandate of the operation. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer said London was working with allies to craft a viable plan to reopen the strait, but ruled out a NATO mission, while Berlin also said it has been clear at all times that this war is not a matter for NATO. Mr. Trump accused the British PM of being unwilling to take decisions on his own.
Prime Minister of UK, United Kingdom, yesterday told me, I'm meeting with my team to make a determination. I said, you don't need to meet it with the team. You're the prime minister. You can make your own. Why do you have to meet with your team to find out whether or not you're going to send some minesweepers to us or to send some boats? I said, you don't have to meet with your team.
Australia, Sweden, the UK, the EU and NATO have all distanced themselves from Mr. Trump's call for countries to form a global coalition to help control the strait. President Trump has also found a frosty reception from China. A spokesman from China's foreign ministry, Lin Jian, says Beijing is not interested in any military involvement in the strait.
Tensions have risen in the Strait of Hormuz and its adjacent waters, disrupting the international cargo and energy trade passage and undermining regional and global peace and stability. China calls on all parties to immediately stop military operations, avoid further escalation of tensions, and prevent regional turmoil from having a greater impact on global economic development.
Despite the world's lack of appetite to be drawn into the US and Israel's war with Iran, Donald Trump said he will soon announce countries that have agreed to help the US, and he insisted the war would be wrapped up soon. When a journalist asked President Trump on Monday how soon the Hormuz Strait could be reopened, given the president's assurance that all of Iran's mine-laying capability had been destroyed, the president responded that it could be reopened immediately, but that ship owners were too nervous.
Well, we could, but it takes two to tango. We have to get people to take their billion-dollar ship and you know, drive it up. If when Pepe has his big sugar ships coming around, and they cost $1 billion. And we say, I think it's okay now, Pepe, take your ship, drive it through the Strait of Hormuz. He may say, let me wait a little while, because it takes ship owners, and these ships are very expensive.
However, on Monday, Iranian missiles and drones continued to strike targets in Israel and the Gulf states, and Israeli missiles continued to rain down on Iranian cities. Analysts say that even if the war were to stop tomorrow, the economic consequences would continue to reverberate for many months.
Carl Holm, SBS News.
Beneath the cracked clay, a seed unfurls. Leaf, bloom, life, promise. Crossing time and space. Experience Flora, a powerful story of resilience and renewal. Presented by the Australian Ballet and Bangarra Dance Theatre. This bold new dance collaboration traces the evolution of Australian flora. Journey through our living history in this unique dance experience. Visit australianballet.com.au.